Good evening. You're in tune to the Meeting of the Inner Circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are in this now moment of eternity. For those of you who are tuning into the Meeting of the Inner Circle for the very first time, I welcome you and pray that you find the inspiration to meet me here every Thursday night. For those of you who are tuning via the World Wide Web, thank you for caring to be right here with me than any other place on the planet. I pray that you are always inspired, that you are always hearing and heeding and listening and applying and internalizing, because this is not entertainment for you. I am voice on behalf of our liberation. I have no shame about what it is I do and how it is I stand, because there is no point in my living if I am not living to serve God's purposes. I realize that we have not been socialized properly to be in harmony with the will of existence, to know absolutely that we are so gifted and so blessed, so absolutely phenomenally divinely designed, and we've not been supported in even appreciating the divinity, the sanctity, and the sacredness of all of life. And there isn't a greater gift. And where we are in this now moment, having so much sickness, illness, disease, degradation, depression, violation, inebriation, intoxication, all of this violation that is happening because we are out of control. We are not properly grounded and founded in the divinity and the sanctity and the sacredness of life. It's a sin and a shame that those institutions that have taken responsibility to give us an orientation about what life is and what success in life is have not supported everybody in being conscious and conscientious about the blessing of being directly. I am so grateful that I can address it and have this platform to remind you that we are in flotation and rotation on this intergalactic spaceship called Mother Earth that is 80% water, spinning in eternity, and these bodies are our perfectly and divinely designed spacesuits for this cosmic journeying upon this planet. Our coming to this place in space where it matters to us that we are living for life, living in the joy and the rejoicing and the peace and the poise and the power and the potency and the integrity and the high ethic, and really in the gratitude and the thanksgiving for being, for experiencing something that is so divine, experiencing this gift of being present as a point of presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. It matters that we are coming to this place in space within the depths of our own heart, that we care to no longer be co-conspiring, participating with our own cellular oppression, to come to a point in place where we realize that there is something seriously wrong here. You understand? Seriously wrong. Why? Because we are not here to be experiencing all of this detriment, all of this warring, all of this murdering and lying and thieving and the violations of Mother Earth, Mother Nature, and all of her creatures. One would think that God has given all of this permission. Well, where is God? And why God letting all of this go on? We each have been given the capacity to think a greater thought. We each have been given so much of the Creator's own presence as our own very presence. But to be present and be oppressed at our cellular functioning because that which we have been given as food has not fueled us for optimum cellular functioning that would lay foundation for optimum thought. And to have been influenced by a system of education that did not teach us how to really promote optimum cellular functioning nutritionally, cellularly. And to have been co-conspiring with the meat industry, the dairy industry, the chicken industry, and all of this for us to think that the four food groups, having meat, protein, carbs, the pus and mucus of cows, and then some fruit and vegetation later, right? I'm just saying, we are in a now moment where we see the sickness and the illness that is exploding all over the planet. And we have to be in a place in space where we realize that it's because our cells are oppressed with the sludge that has come from what we know as the standard American diet. And it's not just America. It's all over the world because of the free trade and this whole agenda of capitalism. And those countries that participated in the imperialism, the colonialism, where they went into other people's lands and took and brought their own food. And the people were made to think that what God had given them was insufficient, and that they took on the food, the diet, and the habits of their oppressors, the colonizers. And now everybody is clamoring for colonoscopies. You understand the colon is extended. We are having to connect the dots between what we're consuming as what I refer to as slave food. When a people take over another people, they never had the people's best interests at heart. If they had had the people's best interests at heart, they would have left the people alone. We've had millions of our indigenous family were wiped out in order for this country to be established. The earth has not forgotten. Billions of creatures whose habitat have been destroyed and their lives. The earth has not forgotten. We're in a place in space where we can realize how much more power we have in our now moment, in aligning ourselves through clearing and cleansing our bodies and consecrating our bodies through the process of purification so that we are realigned in this sanctity, the sacredness, and the divinity of being, which would facilitate the healing, for healing from the cancer, the heart disease, the diabetes, the kidney disease, the liver disease, and all of the other issues that have crystallized in our tissues as a result of being fed that which has no substance. It's just bringing and creating waste in our bodies, and the body is filling up with it, which is responsible for so much of the obesity, so much of the distended colons, because our bodies, being so perfectly and divinely designed, are designed to cleanse. They're designed to regenerate, rejuvenate, be revitalized, but we must create a clean bloodstream. The spirit is charged upon the blood, and the quality of blood that we're creating is going to be influenced by the substance of what we're consuming, that is food, or whether it's fueling our cellular regeneration, repair, and elimination. And so the political, the economic, the emotional, everything is tied in terms of systemic oppression with the flesh of dead animals, the aborted fetuses of chickens, the pus and mucus of cows, artificially colored, artificially flavored, NutraSweet, all of the snack foods that have so much of the red dyes and the blue like this, from the Doritos to the Fritos to all of these things. So I'm saying is that I'm addressing it, and I'm consciously caring to take my time to explain it again and again and again, so that we understand that when you are influenced by a government that allows you to be poisoned from the time you were a child, being fed like kids, then realize this is not the government of God. The government of men who feel that their profit is greater than their responsibility in the exalting life, in the perpetuation of life, in ensuring that those who have elected and selected them to govern, that they have the people's best interests at heart, not the corporate entities and the corporate deities of death in their profit margin. There is no profiting at the detriment of the planet. There is no profiting at the murder of billions of animals and feeding their carcasses to you all as food. There is no profiting from sickness, illness, and disease that has become multi-trillion dollar business as you are being herded like cash cows. There is no profit in it. This is the delusion that so many are thinking. Yeah, they're going to invest in all of the new gadgets. They're going to invest in the surgical equipment. They're going to invest in the AI and all of these things that take the place of people. And now they can do surgeries and this and that and the other. And I'm just saying, at this particular point in time, we have been warred against for generations, and we have not responded correctly and directly to it. The behavior has been modified in the assault of the cells with all of the chemicals, the nitrates, the nitrites that were in your hot dogs, hamburgers, lunch meats. Now you got your ground turkey, your ground chicken, you got the flesh of dead animals ground up, and you're cooking it up and you're eating it. And then think that you should be healthy. There's no way to really be healthy when you are in violation of the primary laws that govern existence itself. And so this is where all the disease is coming from. And yes, we know many vegetarians and vegans who have passed away from the same kind of issues that other ones who never changed their diet. Why? Because nobody made a proper estimation or guesstimation as to how much chemical is still in the system, bound in all of the mucus from the whole wheat, the buckwheat, the oats, you understand, the potatoes, the yams, the rice, all of the mucus producing food stuff that is just mucus producing. It's not providing any oxygenation to the cells. It's not providing any hydration to the cells. It's not providing any minerals to the cells. It's only creating that which is going to block and obstruct the cleansing that the body itself is trying to do daily, and then lock in those nitrates, nitrites, BHA, BHT, artificial colors, artificial flavors, pesticides, herbicides, antibiotics, hormones, cigarette, tobacco, alcohol residues, marijuana residues, and all of this stuff, which is now creating cysts and tumors in the body. If we cannot have a conversation about our being continued in existence, if we cannot really have a conversation about what we do with ourselves that is undermining ourselves, then we can't really progress, because our progress is now dependent upon our healing from all of this cleansing, so that we can facilitate the healing. Our progression in our now moment is by virtue of us having an understanding that we are these points of an absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal. And its will is for the progression of its will, by virtue of our understanding that there is law that governs existence, and you cannot literally be a detriment to life itself and then survive it. You cannot be a detriment to yourself and then survive it. You cannot be in a place and space where you are feeding off of the carcasses of dead beings and then think that there is health that you're getting. We are in a now moment where we have to respond correctly to a death culture by exerting and exalting a full effort in our living, so that we are no longer participating with our own demise. It matters that we understand that women and men are the perpetuators and the progenitors of lineages of people. We are the children, the grandchildren, the great grandchildren, the great 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 grandchildren, great 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 greatness is what we should have been facilitating. Greatness in our being the expression of love and the light and the gifts, talents, skills, and abilities of the lineages through whom we've come. Our coming to a point and place where each generation should become more dynamic than the previous one. But under a global initiative of depopulation and genocide, the intention is to phase our lineages out of existence. And so it matters that we are caring to show up and show out in our now moment. Those of you who are in your 20s, you're not necessarily thinking about where you'll be at 60, 65. Those of us who are in our 60s and 70s should be leadership in this now moment. You have other ones who are consciously caring to be leadership in this now moment, but they are not leading in light. They're not leading in the laws that govern us. They are consistently perpetuating the same stupid stuff that's been going on this entire time in terms of the system of oppression in feeding children garbage. the Hot Pockets, all of the, I don't even know what they're feeding all these children. I just know that the children are sick. They have whole hospitals full of children. And I was speaking with a nurse today. She said, yeah, and they get mad if all the rooms are not filled up. You understand? So I'm just saying, at this particular point, we have so many women who are nurses, so many ones who are doctors, so many ones who are lawyers, so many ones who have gotten licensed, certified, and degreed, and we are participating in upholding, maintaining, and sustaining a system of oppression. That's what our education has allowed us. And those who got divinity degrees and are preaching and ministering and pastoring have not come to a point in place where we have really addressed the issue of how to be in alignment with the will of existence or the will of God. We accept that God is all forgiving. We accept that there is mercifulness. We accept and we call on God. We call on God in every situation and circumstance, but then we are not accepting the responsibility to really repent from eating all of this stuff that has defiled the body that is the temple of the living God, Goddess, that is our truth. And so, yes, I am speaking to it and addressing it all the time because we are having more and more miscarriages. We are having more and more infertility. We're having more and more ones who are in their late 30s and 40s who've yet to have children. We have had so much divorce, so much aloneness. And you say, oh, well, you know, the world is overcrowded. That's the lie that they perpetuate. If you drive, you have so much country, so much land, it has nobody on it. And then you go into the cities and everybody's living on top of each other in boxes. There was an experiment that was done years ago where if you overcrowd mother rats, the rats will eat their young. And then they build housing to reflect being overcrowded. And then the abortion rate is going up. And so I'm just saying is that at this particular point in time, to realize that there is perfection that's an inherent part of existence, that the intelligence of existence, that which we refer to as God, has made no mistakes. There were fruit trees and vines and stuff growing until these people came and bulldozed and they planted trees that bear no fruit. We have been under the auspices of a people who are not loving people. They're not loving in the sense that they do not respect the oneness of being. And love in truth is the truth that we are all these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of an absolute and supreme intelligence. So to be governed by a people who are unloving, who are the generations of those who were enslavers, rapists, sodomizers, they hung us, they beat us. They cut our pregnant bellies open, and then our pregnant bellies are still being cut open under cesarean section because we've been fed so much mucus-producing food that it has blocked our nerve force that we are not able to really open up that uterus and that cervix and the pelvis to bring our children forward, as has always been done. I am really reminding us that we have options in this day and time. We do not have to follow this well-trodden rut towards sickness, illness, disease, and death. We don't have to do it. The issue is you have to care to do something differently. And it's not really just doing something differently. You have to care to be cleared, cleansed, purified, renewed, rebirthed, regenerated, rejuvenated, revitalized, and revivified so that you can be whole in this. Not holy, but whole. Spiritually, mentally, emotionally, physically, financially, materially, wholeness. And it matters. It matters that we care to do it. Because if you don't care, it will not shift. You will not shift. But the issue is that in your 20s, in your 30s, you don't think about where you are in your 50s and your 60s. And I have seen the difference in people in terms of used to be all well and good. And then now they're missing limbs. Now they're in wheelchairs. Now they've got these limps. Now, I'm just saying, things happen to people. And that as you're maturing, You don't necessarily plan to be in a place where you're incapacitated. You don't necessarily plan for how you mature. And I'm saying maturation should be something that the system naturally facilitates. You're maturing. But the seed that is divinity unfolding should have always been watered, should have always been nourished, should have always been properly cared for. We should have always been cultivated with love and care and conscientiousness to unfold in the light of the truth of the ones that we are as these points of the presence of an absolute and supreme intelligence. The church should have given us that. The educational system should have given us that. And our society and culture should give us that. But because they don't, then now we have to make it and take our responsibility to do what is truly in our own best interest. And that is to withdraw our support from the corporate deities of death. But you have to activate your spirit. You cannot literally continue to affirm that you're addicted to this, that, and the other. Hi, my name is such and such a thing, and I'm an addict. You are not an addict. You understand? Your addiction is a condition. It is not your truth. Our coming to a point where we realize that being perfectly and divinely designed, the body should be 80% highly charged mineralized water, which means that it's not about feeding a bastardized appetite. It's about nourishing the trillions of cells that you have. And you can only do it with the breath, more oxygenation, your herbs, for your mineralization, your fresh fruit, your leafy greens, your vegetation, all of the meat, the dairy, the eggs, the chicken, the fish, the alcohol, the tobacco, the weed, all of this stuff is a non-essential. It's not providing you anything that is going to ensure your progression. It's not providing you anything that is going to help you to walk a stronger walk as you're maturing, to come into the light of the truth of who you were, who you're born to be. It does not assist you in honoring and glorifying the lineages through whom you've come. It does nothing for you in truth other than allow you to waste money. Right? You're trading your life currency for a paper currency, and then you're taking your paper currency and you're investing in sickness, illness, disease, and death, which is now multi-trillion dollar business. Now, how much sense does that make? Well, it's making somebody money, but is it sensical for you to be investing in your own sickness, illness, disease, and death? And then not preparing properly because you don't know how long you'll linger with heart attacks and strokes. You don't know. Your children may not be there for you. Your children may die before you do. You understand? Under the present circumstances and situations. And so I am urging us, I am encouraging us, I am reminding us that we have choice now. The choice to live, the choice to exalt a full effort in our living, the choice to come to a point and place where you are ensuring a progressive path, but it's God's path, it's God's way, because you are God's own. And coming to a point and place where we respect and honor the gift that we've been given, that is our lives. We respect and honor the perfect functioning of every atom and every cell of our being, but we must be cleansed. We must come to a point and place where we are respecting that the body is so absolutely and perfectly divinely designed that it is literally cleansing all day, every day. And all we're having to do is to facilitate that process by not blocking and obstructing, by allowing our first things that we do upon rising is to facilitate the cleanse, oxygenating, deeper breathing, hydrating, water, your herb teas, your fresh fruit. Start there because you have everything to live for, particularly when you have children, particularly when you have ones and ones that are depending upon you for care, particularly if you've yet to truly walk in the fullness of the greatness of the all that you are. As this living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal point of the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is beginningless, endless, infinite, and eternal, particularly where you care to join us in the rise, join us in our resurrection, join us in walking the face of this earth as some of the most dynamic spirits on the planet. Allow those ones through whom you've come, those ones who have already moved into the other side, allow them to see us coming to a point and place where we are doing that which must be done in order to secure our rise and our destiny as the evidence of the emergence of the queendoms and kingdoms of God upon this planet. Because there's nothing that these people have given us that will give us a greater glory, a greater wealth, a greater life, success, or a future that allows us to walk as conscious immortals and to raise and be delivered into the exalted realms beyond our earth residency, because we did not die here. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama, your voice of resurrection and heraldess of the eternal. You're in tune to the meeting of the inner circle, and this is Adama thanking you for being right where you are. On behalf of all of the lineages that were already on this continent, on behalf of all of the animals whose blood has been spilled, on behalf of all Aboriginal, Indigenous, and Native people upon this planet, on behalf of all of those whose DNA carries some of everybody, let us live, exalting a full effort in our living, our loving, our giving, our forgiving, our coming to a point and place where it matters to us that we will stand on behalf of life itself, that we will not forget all of that which has already transpired upon this land and upon this planet, on behalf of all of the children, on behalf of all of the mothers, the fathers, and those who've been denied the rights to be in alignment with the truth of the divinity and the sanctity of what it is to be. There is no greater gift than life itself. There is no greater time than this now moment of eternity to come to a point and place where we accept that it is our time to gift to the life all that is the best of ourselves. A lot of times we pat ourselves on the back for what we think we've already done. But what we've done is not enough, because we are being called on a daily basis to exalt an ever fuller degree of love, care, commitment, in our own consecration, purification, renewal, and rebirth. We're at war within ourselves. Our houses and homes are divided. We cannot stand, we cannot create anything greater if we do not have a greater aspiration in terms of what it is we're living for, what it is that we truly have desire for in our lives. And so our time is now. It matters that you care on behalf of the lineages through whom you've come, on behalf of those that we didn't allow to come, on behalf of all of those who've come and gone too soon. Let us come to this point and place where we will raise completely up through the daily clearing, cleansing, purification, consecration, walking an exalted walk. Having an understanding and an understanding that the resubstantiation of the substance of beings that we are is what liberation actually is about. It's not just about having more money. It's not just about meeting your obligations. Yes, we care to do that. But your greatest obligation is to that which is beating your heart and breathing you. Your greatest obligation is to that which is the source of all being. and we're all duty-bound and obligated to stand, to live, and to walk on behalf of all of life. It would seem like this would be one of the easiest things to do, but it's been complicated because there's an initiative to make sure that we don't have that much sense, that we don't have that much light, that we don't have that much love, that we don't have that much care, that we are not considering anything or anybody other than our own selfish desires and have it twisted in our own mind that we could do whatever the hell we want to do, regardless of whether it makes sense or not. And I'm saying that life is going to hold us all accountable and responsible unto it, because it has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everyone everywhere. We're immersed in nothing but it, in this ocean of cosmic consciousness, and knowing that our time is almost up for being able to step into the reality of the eternal now, in which we are always immersed. Our living and loving, our caring, our declaring, the resubstantiation of these bodies to be 80% highly charged, mineralized water, knowing that water holds frequency and vibration, water holds the memory, water is programmable, which is why we were told to fast and pray. The fasting is the hydration. To come to a point in place where we stop feeling so entitled, to be so rude, so crude, so unforgiving, so critical. Just being in a place where it's like, you stink. You understand? Your attitude stinks. Your whole being is an irreflection. It's not the proper reflection of the truth, of the depth, of the beauty, and the all that you truly are. But this is by design. And it doesn't really even matter what you're eating, because I've seen the stank that's in people who think that they're eating well, but there's no love. There's no respect. There's no regard, no appreciation, no real gratitude and thanksgiving for the blessing. The disregard, the disrespect, the failure to honor, to uplift, to cherish, to treasure, to consciously care, to bring the love, to be the light, to be harmonizing. So yes, we want to be resubstantiated in the truth of the divinity of who we are and whose we are, but we want our character to truly be reflective of that. That the peace and the poise and the gratitude and the thanksgiving are literally just overflowing, pouring forth. And see, it's difficult sometimes because people want that frequency and that energy, right? But they don't want to really be held to any accountability for having that frequency and energy. And I'm saying, we want to be in a place and space where everything flourishes. See, we don't understand the power of love. And love is the fulfillment of the law. But love is the harmony of the truth that we each are these living, loving, intelligent, potent, immortal points of this absolute and supreme intelligence that is referred to as the cosmic I am that we each are. That we are destined in light to be truly reflective of who and whose we are as these points of it. To be in a place and space where the divinity of and the sanctity and the sacredness of all that is. We are bathing in the rainbow. We are literally as refreshing as the rain. We are as healing as the sun. We are taking in that which is life, life force, life source, so that we are as it is, always facilitating a greater, always consciously caring to heal, easily forgiving, releasing, letting go, not holding on to things that put you in a place where you have no real regard. Can't speak to people.
you can't honor. And I'm just saying, we were told to honor our lineages. But you can't honor your lineages if you disrespect yourself, and there is nothing but self. We're in a place at this particular point in time where we realize that our character is the real reflection of what it is we truly know. How we be is the reflection of what we truly know. It's not about your belief system. It's about what you truly know. And the knowing helps to resubstantiate the quality of the being, because when you know that you're this point of this absolute and supreme intelligence, and yes, you want to be supremely intelligent, but you want to be loving, you want to be forgiving, you want to really be in a place where, yes, we make decisions as to who and who we will not associate with. Yes, that's your right, because everybody don't have your best interests at heart. We know that. But to be in a place and space where you're holding such resentment, such anger, that becomes dis-ease in your frequency, in your vibration, and in your cells. I have experienced over the years that the environment in which I have lived is always enhanced. Things blossom. Frequency and energy affects that which is the air everywhere. But we've not been taught this. So if you've got many people who are dwelling in hatred, jealousy, envy, then their environment is not going to flourish. When you have people who are dwelling in the gratitude, love, and thanksgiving, and they are releasing the trauma from their cells, the trauma of the chicken, the trauma of the pig, the trauma of the cow, the trauma of the fish, the trauma that is now locked in the cells from eating these things. When you release that and clear and cleanse and consecrate and purify and remember the truth of being. That's why I played the cosmic I am. That's why I played the I am. I am that I am. That I am that we each are is the presence of this absolute and supreme intelligence. We are individuations of the divinity, the sanctity, and the personification of deity. We are gods and goddesses unfolding. But the issue is we can't unfold properly when we are part of a system that oppresses, suppresses, depresses, contaminates, and pollutes the bloodstream. You're in tune to WRFG Atlanta. And so it matters that we realize the tools of our oppression is what we have learned to love. The way of our oppressor is what we have learned to love more than we love that which is beating our hearts and breathing us. There's no way to survive it. And you have the conversations about all of the politics, all of what this one is doing and what that one is doing and what this one did and how much they paid the government. You understand? I'm just saying, we are under the government of the entire whole. We are under cosmic order and absolute law. Man does not create law. Law is an inherent part of existence. And the law is love. The law is reciprocity. The law is giving. The law is understanding how to be. The being is the issue. And when your mind undermines you to the degree to which you feel entitled to have an attitude that is not gratitude, to have an attitude that you're entitled to something that you cannot even give. You understand? Sometimes you really have to give in order to receive. It's like you have to be able to exhale in order to inhale and intake that which is life. And you have to begin to take more of it in order to cleanse and purify and open up the fluidity of your bloodstream, your circulatory system, your respiratory system, your endocrine functioning, your neurological function. It requires oxygenation. It requires hydration. It requires the fluidity. Because the blockage and obstruction that comes from meat, dairy, eggs, chicken and fish, flesh, flour, all of that is what's causing the cancer, the heart disease and all of that. But a person who has that has to take responsibility for releasing and letting go of the hardened anger, the crystallization of disappointment, madness, resentment, all of these negative emotions that have now become a part of your emotional body that is creating disease. Our wholeness has to be facilitated, but you have to be able to release and let go of that which doesn't serve you, doesn't uplift you, doesn't honor you. Sometimes you got to put your music on and you got to let things go and you got to dance and you got to move your body. You got to really just be in a place where you get into a flow of gratitude and thanksgiving that you can move. Because there are people who are becoming hardened, and the acidity that is created in the body that begins to eat away at the connective tissue, so that now you need hip replacement surgeries and knee replacement surgeries and back fusion, because now you've got bone on bone. So love is alkalizing. Forgiveness is alkalizing. Appreciation, reverence, gratitude, and thanksgiving is alkalizing. Repentance is alkalizing. Coming to this place and space where it matters to us how we walk, how we stand, because we care to be victorious and triumphant over all of the agendas that are there to have us divided, conquered. And where you are divided within yourselves, and you're divided within your marriages, and we're divided within our households, then you create blockage and obstruction for whatever it is, the good you're trying to create. We want the love to flow. But you have to respect. You have to respect and honor yourself, yourselves, and to be in a place and space where you are all right. In aligning with the sacredness, the sanctity, and the divinity of all being. Humanity has been in a progression of error to feel entitled, to deny other ones the reality of their lives, the blessing and the gift of their lives. Humankind, those who are kind of human, have been in the progression of error to think that they have had some inherent entitlement to desecrate, defile, divide, and conquer. And this whole agenda that is depopulation and genocide, we cannot continue to participate with it and think that everything will be all right in our lives. So people will have to really get to a point in place where you look at what you do. You look at who you're serving. You look at who's cutting your checks for you. You understand? Because when you completely commit to your life, you completely commit to the laws that govern life, you completely commit to your clearing, your cleansing, your consecration, your whole life changes. But it begins to be progressive and not just a change. People can go from this to that to the other. It doesn't mean it is naturally progression just because you've changed. We want to be in a place where you realize the power that you have in reprogramming the waters of your cells, to speak truth into the waters that you drink, to be in a place where you allow your love and gratitude to penetrate and permeate every atom and every cell of your being, and know that it is what is foundational in terms of why it is that our communities are bombarded with all of this filth, so that we do not have the power of our word. We do not have the power of our imagination to see ourselves, to imagine the world cleared, cleansed, purified, see the people and becoming radiant as these points of the presence of God, taking on the responsibility of being who we are as the children of God, the children of life, the children of law, gives you infinite degrees of capacity to make changes everywhere that you are. But this is a global initiative, because the genocide is a global initiative. So a boycott of the death industries as grassroots community movement in the hearts and the minds of every living one is the way that we secure our destiny. See, it may seem like it's all far-fetched now, but it should be far-fetched that you have a handful of people trying to kill everybody, have everybody killing themselves. That should be so far-fetched, okay? You're living in a freaking twilight zone. But to have already seen that you have these ones that go throughout the world on their anthropological, archaeological digs, uncovering the handicrafts of those who are no longer present, and then storing all of this in the Vatican and the museums all over the world, as if the things that the people did and created were greater than the people themselves who are no longer present on the planet. We're dealing with a people who have figured a way to rob the temples of the living gods and goddesses of our wealth, our riches, our platinum, our gold, our iron, our copper, all of the minerals that allow us to be in proper conscientiousness and consciousness with the eternal that is all there is as existence itself. There is no progression that we can make as long as we are not caring to be revivified, reconciled, harmonized, liberated, and resurrected. This is Adama. I'll be forward in just a bit. And so I realize that what we've yet to really understand is how the frequency and the energy of love really influences other things. Things. The animals, the plant life, on the street where our center is, there's lines of trees, and all of the trees have very naked stalk. It flourishes to the top, right? But ours is flourishing from the bottom all the way up. It's different from all of the other trees. Why? Because the energy that is emanating from that space is affecting everything. So the apples are blossoming, the figs are growing, the roses are blooming with the rain. I'm just saying is that we have to understand the power of your spirit that has been literally refined and cultivated with love and light and clearing and purification. This is the way that we are literally issuing in the kingdom of God. There isn't anything that is guaranteed success here, because it is not success in capitalism that is success in life. It is not success in genocide that is success in life. It's not success in homicide or suicide that is success in life. It's not just even having worked 30, 40, 50 years and have a good retirement that is success in life. Success in life is literally walking in the divinity of the truth of yourself, being able to be influential in the lives of those that you love, taking and making it your opportunity, your responsibility to shape and cultivate the lives and the minds of other ones towards their greater good. These people have put us on a DNA lockdown so that we are looking outside of ourselves for a way to be, a way to generate money and take care of ourselves when the gift was already in us. And so at this particular point in juncture, to have so much autism, so much delayed development, so much car accidents, so much rape, so much abuse, so much all of that because of the filth of the bloodstream. What does it mean to boycott the death industries? It means that you are exalting a full life's urge, as all other intelligences do. You do nothing to undermine yourselves, and you do everything you possibly can, as consistently, daily, to do and to cleanse and to release all of that that has been accumulating, saturating, contraindicating in your tissues. That is sludge. That is the residues. That is the mucus that is binding all of the chemicals, creating all of the fibroids and the cysts and the tumors that become cancerous. So we get rid of the cancerous attitude. We get rid of feeling entitled to be killing yourself, thinking that you got to die from something. I'm saying, you don't die if you are not committed to dying. If you're not committed to living in this system, if you're not committed to living, then you are committed to dying, because the system is committed to killing you. How do we know? Because it fed us sugar as children. Sugar is the gateway drug that leads to all other addiction. We grew up in households with alcohol and cigarettes and tobacco. Your children grow up with Black and Milds and marijuana and Guinness Stouts and all of this. You understand? But we're supposed to be progressive. I'm saying no, the progression comes with the cleanliness of the blood. It doesn't come just because you can do some shrooms and you could do all of this stuff that gives you an altered state of mind, but then you got all this poison in your bloodstream. You got all this ink. You don't know how that ink is influencing you. All tatted up. You can't get rid of that stuff. And so I'm just saying, at this particular point, our reverence, appreciation, gratitude, and thanksgiving for the blessing of our being, and coming to a point where you are literally not just following popular death culture. You are the living Ankh. You are the star child. You are the progression. We are the ones who have been chosen. We are the ones who have been called. We are the ones who are having to respond correctly and directly. We're the ones who can do what we have not seen done in loving this absolute and supreme intelligence with our whole body, heart, mind, with all of our might. We are the ones to lay a stronger foundation for the progression of our lineages, our children, our nieces, our nephews, our cousins, all of these ones. We are the ones who are having to choose that we will stand on behalf of life itself, that we will repent from our carelessness, from our participation in our own oppression and the oppression of other ones, when there is literally only one that has gifted itself to absolutely everything and everybody everywhere.